Old age comes for us all, but how prepared are we for those later years spent in retirement? Now, worryingly, it seems that we could be much better equipped. Indeed, a survey asked pension trustees, those responsible for protecting our pensions, how equipped they felt their members were when it actually came to their retirement funds. And the response doesn't make very good reading at all. In fact, it really is quite worrying. And joining me this morning is Jonathan. Morning to you, Jonathan. It's very kind of you to be with us on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio as he loses his nose. Yeah, I mean, I do get worried about whether we're equipped or not. And how would you know whether you are equipped for pensions?
Well, I think the fact is that people aren't equipped generally, and that's because often they leave it to the last minute and then they make a very rushed decision. But actually, there's a lot of flexibility now. We have new regulations that came in back in 2015, which means that individuals have a lot of choices. Now, choices is fantastic. The problem is that a lot of people do not understand what those choices are, and they don't understand what the upsides and downsides are of those various choices. So what we're finding is that people are making poor decisions. And, of course, as soon as they make poor decisions, that usually means they just end up with less income in retirement than otherwise may have been the case.
Now, how clued up is the nation when it actually comes to their pension?
Well, they're not really. I mean, you can look at some of the data out there. So, for example, the Financial Conduct Authority say that people are losing over £80,000 on average through scamming, and we know scamming is going through the roof. We also know that the Treasury are taking more in tax money, beating their own forecast, and that's because a lot of individuals are paying more tax on their pension than they need to pay. And the reason they're paying more is because they don't understand actually how to structure it in a way where they can minimise their tax payments. And I'll give you a good example of that. So people often say, right, I've reached retirement, I'm going to pull all my money out of my pension. But the problem in doing that is that apart from the first 25%, they will be taxed. So you can imagine someone who's been a basic rate taxpayer their whole working life, they get to the year that they retire, and because they've pulled all their pension monies out, all of a sudden they've become a higher rate taxpayer in that year. So they've ended up paying far more tax than they need to pay. So understanding what the alternatives are is really important.
You know, so for somebody like working in the health service, maybe, say, at the end of their, you know, paid their 40 years in, it's 39 you pay in, isn't it? That's your maximum that any human being can pay into your pension. So you've got a lump sum coming, and so basically you need to know what to do with that lump sum, don't you? Can you get taxed on that as well?
No, so, again, this is where there's the nuances of what type of pension you've got. So if you're in a what's called a final salary scheme, which you would be in if you're in the NHS pension, for example, or in the teacher's pension, which some people may have in training hospitals, then effectively you've got a guarantee of income in retirement. But you do still need to decide what you want to do with your tax-free cash. So, again, that's really important to understand what those options are, the implications of those decisions, and also implications of things like if people wanted to retire early. Well, if they retire early, what impact does that have on their pension? So being able to work through those calculations accurately is really, really important.
Now, why is it important that people know about their retirement plan?
Because fundamentally, they need to know how much money they will get on the day they retire. But one of the other important things that they need to think about is the state pension. So it's really important to go onto the gov.uk site and look at your pension forecast, because for some people, actually, the state pension will be the biggest part of their income in retirement. So if they have no idea what they're going to get from the state, then that could really throw their retirement plans off. So they need to know what they're going to get from the state. What are they going to get from their pension? And remember, a lot of people may have multiple pension pots because they may have worked for many employers over the years. And all those pension pots will be potentially different types. They will have different benefits. What are they collectively worth? So there's a lot of things that people need to do to work out actually how much income they're likely to be able to generate. And then, of course, even once they've retired, depending on what they do with those monies, they may have to make decisions as they go through retirement and as their income needs change. So, for example, you know, typically people often spend a lot more earlier in retirement when they want to go off and do holidays, and then they tend to slow down and spend less. But then as they get into real old age, often there's a tick up in costs because of paying for health, paying for care.
It's important, I suppose, really, at that point, depending whether you get a mortgage or not, or if you've got a mortgage, obviously, if you've cleared your mortgage, it's not too bad, but if you've still got a mortgage to pay, it can be quite serious as well, kind of, really, to make sure that you've got enough to do you.
Yeah, exactly, and that's where things like the tax-free cash is often important to consider, because for some people, they would say, right, what I'm going to do with my tax-free cash is basically pay off my debt, so pay off my mortgage, pay off any other debts that I may have, so that as I go into retirement, I've got a clean slate, as it were. But on the other hand, if you're one of those lucky people where you've already paid off the mortgage and you don't really have any debt, then taking tax-free cash is not necessarily always the right thing to do, because actually, for certain types of pensions, people can take that, rather than taking all that tax-free cash in one go, they can take it over a period of years, and what that does is effectively reduce any potential income tax payment that they may have going forward.
Now, what can current employees do to get their employees up to speed when it comes to their pensions?
So the key thing is,
Wealth at Work help?
Yeah, well, the key thing is making sure that employers are providing employees with the right information and provide that information in the right way. So that's getting people to think about, and this should be done, you know, at least 10 years before retirement. You know, what have you got? Where are you likely to be when you get to retirement age? Do you need to pay more money into your pension? Maybe you haven't got enough in there when you do the calculations, but maybe you're going to have to work a bit longer. So there's a lot of things to consider, but that information needs to be delivered in a very palatable way. So we work with a lot of organisations where we will go in and do educational seminars in the workplace, although I have to say a lot of them have been virtual in recent times because of COVID. We will provide helplines that employees can call when they've got those questions, and we will also provide full regulated advice. There's somebody who literally wants to sit down with an advisor and go through their whole plan with a fine-tooth comb and then get a recommendation at the end, they can do so. So it's really important to have that kind of interactivity and not just put stuff on a website, because unfortunately, if you just put stuff on a website, the chances are people won't read it. And even if they read it, they probably won't understand a lot of it.
Now, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Where can our listeners go for more information?
Well, they can go and have a look at our website, which is wealthatwork.co.uk. If they want to find out about their state pension, they should go to gov.uk/checkstatepension. And they can also look at PensionWise, which is a government-sponsored website where they can also get additional support and get questions answered.
Now, thanks so much to Jonathan Watts-Lay, who is the Director of Wealth at Work, a specialist provider of financial education and guidance in the workplace. Thank you so much for joining us on the radio this morning here at Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.